China broke off dialogue on climate change in August in protest at a senior American politician, Nancy Pelosi, meddling in what it considers its backyard by visiting Taiwan. John Kerry seems to be having some success in restarting communication. He's had lengthy discussions with his Chinese climate counterpart, China's top diplomat, the Premier of China, and now the Vice President. Beijing and Washington's relations are difficult in many areas. Climate change is one issue that they might be able to cooperate on again. China and America are the world's two biggest economies and the two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases. Although China is number one by a long way, it produces more climate warming pollution than America, the European Union and the UK, and India combined. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.